home for the holidays, a broke puppeteer.
What?
Knows there's treasure buried somewhere under her town.
All she has Are to you do is serious? Die, almost.
Hello, friends, and happy holidays. Thanks for joining us for this very special holiday bonus episode of Milwaukee Momcast. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'm thrilled you've decided to join us for this fun little frolic. While we love having conversations with area parents and experts about big and important topics, we also like to drink wine in our jammies and watch really cheesy holiday movies on Netflix. So we thought it would be fun to invite you to join us. My best friend Melania and I sat down to flip through some of the options on Netflix this holiday season and managed to narrow down our options to just 3 movies to watch in a row and record our reactions live as they are happening. 3 movies, 1 night, several glasses of wine. We think this is going to be a lot of fun.
So you're looking at The Night Before Christmas with a K. Yes. A sorceress transports a medieval knight to the present holiday season where he befriends science teacher Brooke Vanessa Hudgens. That's almost as good as Lacey Chabert.
It is. Okay, so we're definitely...
Like, because the holy trinity of these movies is Candace Cameron Bure, Lacey Chabert, and then Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, this has got to be it.
That's got to be one.
Okay.
What is that called?
The Night Before Christmas. The Night.
With a K.
K-N, The Night.
Okay. And that's... we're going all on Netflix?
This is all going to be on Netflix, but we have to make sure we have a Netflix original in
okay.
there.
Okay. What else?
Is Netflix original.
What else?
Didn't we watch this one last
Christmas
year?
Christmas Inheritance?
I think we watched this one last year.
I don't know that we did. We watched Christmas Prince and then the sequel to Christmas Prince that had the claymation cake topper at the wedding. Do you remember? That was amazing.
Okay, What's Christmas Inheritance?
To inherit her father's company, socialite Ellen must first visit his hometown. Always the small hometown.
I know.
Where she learns the value of hard work and helping others.
Okay, this could be fine. Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Did we watch that last
year? We did watch Merry Christmas.
We did?
I could have sworn we watched it.
They all blurred.
We watched the Christmas one, though.
I don't know. Go check. Make sure. I want to make sure, because that name can't be ignored. The famous choreographer.
But
I remember.
We were like, this is so stupid. Aww.
This one was perfect for what we
legit lost brain cells.
Holly Starr.
Oh, she has some whipped cream.
Home for the holidays, a broke puppeteer.
What?
Knows there's treasure buried somewhere under her town.
All she has
Are
to
you
do
serious?
Is die, almost.
Does this bar ever have a night for guys who dress up like Santa Claus?
Your grandfather was knocking back at the Star Bar on Christmas Eve, gets totally wasted, mistakenly ends up with a bag full of cash, and buries it during a snowstorm.
Right. What if it's still there, just waiting for us to dig it up?
Okay, so I would say Holly Starr is a maybe. I mean, the puppets are a unique element. Christmas in the Smokies?
Oh, God, there's a cowgirl hat. There's a cowboy.
Oh, in the Smoky Mountains, an ambitious woman works to save her family's historic berry farm as her ex, a country music star, returns to town. Okay, this sounds promising.
The spirit of Christmas. As Christmas approaches, attorney travels to Vermont to oversee the sale of an inn where she falls for a handsome but cursed ghost. What?
Oh, boy.
You know, I haven't had an actual Christmas in 95 years. It used to be my favorite time of the year. I'd almost forgotten.
Christmas was my mom's favorite time of year, too. I always made a point of getting a tree as a reminder, even if it's just me. And it's always just me.
I find that hard to believe.
Believe.
An amount of your time must be very foolish.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Okay, that's a definite front runner. That's a definite front runner.
The spirit of Christmas.
Okay. A cursed ghost.
Dear Santa.
Finding a letter mailed to Santa by a girl asking for a new wife for her daddy. I'm sorry, that's Sleepless in Seattle, but with Santa.
20-something Crystal sets out to make a girl's wishes come true.
Yeah, that's Sleepless in Seattle. A dog walker's Christmas tale. Spoiled 21-year-old Luce Lockhart faces a tough decision when a handsome new friend asks her to help protect a dog park from her wealthy employer. Now, that has potential.
That definitely has potential. Write that down.
Okay.
I feel like we either need to pick dog walker, ghost, or puppeteer. We cannot do all of them.
You're right. We just need to pick one of those. There has to be one that is like the shtick movie.
Yes.
I think it's got to be either ghost or dog walker. Because believe it or not,
I agree with you.
Well, believe it or not, puppeteer feels like even more of a stretch than the ghost.
Yep, I agree.
What do you think?
I feel like
ghost or dog walker.
Oh gosh,
this is hard.
I feel like we need to do the ghost one.
The ghost. I was leaning ghost.
I feel like the ghost is what we need to go for.
Okay, I was also leaning ghost. Yeah. So, ghost. There we go. So we've got The Night Before Christmas, The Spirit of Christmas. That's going to go ahead and put Dog Walker in the honorable mention category.
Yeah.
Where we will watch it, but not for this episode, for sure.
Yeah, we're definitely going to watch it. This one is called Santa's Girl, and it's literally about Santa's daughter.
Santa Girl?
Santa Girl. It's about Santa's daughter.
Okay, wait. Go to more info. What's the synopsis?
Fleeing the family business in an arranged marriage.
Arranged marriage? Yes. Why is Santa arranging his daughter's marriage?
Santa's daughter chooses a magical adventure of her own. College.
So this is like the feminist holiday. Is there a trailer?
There's a trailer.
I don't want to marry someone I've never met.
Our contract clearly states that the wedding must take place on Christmas Eve.
Goodness. Charity. Those are things of the past.
Not him, Cassie. That's not the guy for you.
This might be the winner.
I think this is the winner. I need to see the sun.
She's in an arranged marriage to Jack Frost, the most beautiful girl I've ever met.
Okay, I think this is it.
Your dad would have a reindeer if he found out.
Look, she's an elf.
Santa Girl.
That's it.
Okay, so we're doing Santa Girl, Spirit of Christmas, and Night Before Christmas. That's our three. Yeah. And then we'll have the bonus follow-up with A Christmas Prince, a royal baby.
Okay, perfect.
Once we had our movies selected, we just had to do the hard part, which was wait for viewing night. So there was about a week and a half in between when we selected our movies and when we finally got to sit down for our marathon. And we came prepared. Comfy jammies, cheese plate, snacks, pizza, and a couple bottles of our favorite kinds of wine. So now we are going to dig into the movies themselves, and I think we may even keep you updated on how the wine goes. We'll see.
Here we are. So excited.
It's movie night.
I've been waiting for this all week.
And now we're finally ready to go.
Yep. And I feel like this week has been 400 years long.
I know.
So
I'm excited.
This is really good planning on our part.
So here's the plan. So we have three movies we're going to watch in a row. We've got Santa Girl.
Yes.
Then second will be
Christmas Spirit. The Spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
And then the ghost.
Yep, with the ghost. And then we're going to wrap things up with The Night Before Christmas, which just came out yesterday.
Yes. And that's the one
with Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah. And that's like our star one that we're super looking forward to.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so here's how, so this is kind of the plan. We've got we have a cheese spread. We have
gorgeous.
A couple bottles of wine. We're going to go one movie right after the other.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to kind of pop in here and there as we watch these movies with our thoughts, opinions, reactions,
yes,
considerations, complaints, comments.
Yep.
Et cetera.
Yes.
And just so everybody is aware, I know we've alluded to it several times. In this episode, we are in the comfort of your living room, Melania.
We are, yes. I love my living room.
I just realized we didn't even introduce ourselves.
Oh, I'm Melania.
And I'm Sarah. Welcome to Holiday Movie Night. We are in the comfort of your living room,
yes,
watching movies. And we will be imbibing in some wine. So if that is a if that is uncomfortable or a trigger for you, that would be the time to probably not enjoy this episode, but
yes,
for us, we're gonna have a good time with this.
Yes. And if you still want our movie reviews, we will
I'll put the highlights in the show notes,
so you can just read the show notes.
Is it movie time?
It's movie time, friends.
It's movie time. All right, we're starting off with Santa Girl.
Look at this. We have the opening of the movie, and there's some dude sitting at a desk, and he is right in front of a podcast mic, complete with a pop filter. So I don't know who the character is. I don't know what his story is going to be, but I mean, we picked the right one to start because they're literally podcasting.
Yes, we did.
In this movie.
This is amazing.
So, I mean, I think we're off to a good start already.
Yeah, we are. Oh, my gosh. The effects in here are awful.
This guy looks like Lionel Richie's long-lost nephew.
Yes!
Was that supposed to be flying?
I think he was supposed to be flying. I swear I saw, like, the wires that they held him up on. That is how bad that was.
Well, I mean, it is the Tooth Fairy's party.
Yes, but who is he?
I don't know.
We were both like, oh no.
The man is hovering across the room to Santa Claus.
Weird.
Everybody alert. There is a strange man with an incomplete mustache hovering across the party to talk to Santa Claus. Everybody, and wearing a scarf.
What is he? It's like three scarves. He has like a lapel.
I don't know.
I'm confused. Okay.
Yeah, the Tooth Fairy's son legit just tried to set up his mother, the Tooth Fairy, with Santa Claus. In like in a marriage.
Oh my gosh, he has a ponytail.
And he has a ponytail. Well, because apparently in this, you know, the Tooth Fairy lives up here too.
Mm.
So.
Indeed, with her son Larry.
Her son Larry.
Larry the Fairy.
Larry the Fairy. So, to recap so far. Mm-hmm. In the world of this movie, Santa Girl, here is the situation. Mm-hmm. Santa and Mrs. Claus had an arranged marriage because Mrs. Claus was Kris Kringle's daughter, mm-hmm. and his family owned the only flying reindeer farm. So they had an arranged marriage, and now his daughter, what's her name? Cassie. Has been betrothed to Jack Frost's son.
Jack Jr.
Since she was 3 days old.
Uh-huh.
And now she just got accepted to college.
She wants to go
Santa's
to college.
Santa's not real thrilled about the prospect of her going off to college.
Correct. Because why would she need that?
But listen, just a couple minutes ago, we were talking about how the Tooth Fairy's son was trying to set Santa up with the Tooth Fairy.
Oh.
Which would lead me to believe
Santa's single.
Either that Santa must be single. So my first question right out of the gate here in the first 12 minutes of this movie is what happened to Mrs. Claus, because he's already referred several times to, no, your mother said that, your mother
right.
did this,
you're very and much now, like your mother,
right? And now, you know, we know Santa's a bachelor, so like, did they get divorced? Is he a widower? What happened to Mrs. Claus? That's my first question.
Yes,
right out of the gate here.
Indeed.
So I'm a little concerned about the family dynamics at the North Pole.
So Santa, I kind of love Santa now. He was super kind to his daughter about going to college. But I definitely think some, like, mom died.
I think
Mrs.
Claus is dead.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because he was like, your mom would have been so proud. Oh, Santa.
Okay, I'm really confused by the weather. They said it's August. Okay, they said it's August. We've got some people in shorts and t-shirts. But the trees are turning and the leaves are falling.
Yeah.
And she's in a cardigan and like sweater. I'm really confused by the weather. Where is this?
Wisconsin.
That's possible.
We're in Wisconsin. She is at UW-Madison right now.
It's very confusing. Like, I honestly am like very...
I don't even know.
It doesn't make sense. Either way, it's not August anywhere.
Not at
all. It's definitely not August. Even though she literally just like went into her dorm room and was like, I don't want Christmas decorations in August. Yet it's clearly not August.
Hold on.
What's the matter?
They just met. And yeah. Now he's like, I want to see you again.
Why are you surprised by this?
I mean, I shouldn't be. But you're moving a little fast, guy.
So, okay. So, but my money's on the fact that that's actually Jack Frost's kid.
Yep. For sure. I think you're correct.
Because he was like, oh, I was at boarding school in Switzerland.
Oh, yeah. You hear me.
I think I just dropped cracker for your dog.
Mitzi will eat it.
Dog, don't eat the cheese. Before you even say it, let me just go ahead and guess what's going through your head right now. You're thinking that the clean cut boy. So there's two boys that have been introduced. We've got the clean cut kid and then the scraggly, you know, ragamuffin with no money. And you're looking at clean cut kid and all you're seeing is a J. Crew wearing, Hilton Head visiting, potential sexual predator.
Indeed, I am.
I knew it. I nailed it.
100%.
I nailed it. I nailed it.
100%. That's what I'm thinking. Could you see that in my face?
I did. I saw your body shift. You sent me side eye. And I immediately was like, the whole time he's trying to convince Cassie Claus to like go to this party and I'll pick you up at 11. Nothing cool happens before 11. I immediately saw you. I could read your mind. In your head, you're going, first of all.
I did. I was about to be like, okay, first of all, who does this guy think he is? Stop pressuring her to go to a party. Second of all, plenty of fun things happen before 11 o'clock.
Amen to that.
Just saying. I'm just saying.
I'm just really proud of myself that I read that 100% dead on.
That was 100% what I was thinking.
Okay, so guy two we already love.
We love him.
This is great. This scene is great because... She wasn't expecting to be drinking vodka.
And I took a big gulp because I thought it was soda. And now I feel like a total idiot.
What, because you don't like vodka?
No. Because I spit it on a girl.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, no, I just...
He's so cute.
It's a whole reaction. Mm-hmm. Standing in the college social hierarchy is threatened. Yeah, you should probably just quit school. Or you could blow off this party and you come hang out with me. I don't know. Either one, but I'd go with option B. We can hang out.
Hey, I talked to Brianna Town. You again?
Yeah,
like a bad penny. Try to party, dude, okay?
Yeah, I'm going. This is, my friend here, though, so maybe don't spike her drink. Society frowns on that stuff, you know? So do I.
I don't even feel right making fun of this movie anymore because Sam is so precious.
He's the best ever.
I mean, he just said he was studying to become a lawyer because he came out of foster care and he wants to do the same for other kids because there was a lawyer who helped him.
I'm going to weep. It's perfect.
Like, and I mean, essentially, this is a story about these two young people who are literally just trying to like break the cycle of trauma.
Oh my God.
I mean, like,
I love it. I'm like emotional.
I don't even want to make fun of it anymore. I'm not that I'm trying to make fun of it, but like, I mean, it's really quite sweet.
It's super sweet. And he's like, I'm going to woo you. And
she's like, I'm unwooable. And he says, we'll see.
We'll see. And walks away. And I made fun of his hair earlier.
And now I kind of love it.
But now I love it. Now I love his hair.
I also need to point out that Jack Frost looks exactly like the Night King from Game of Thrones.
He's so scary.
And if the Night King came out of the bushes at me at night on my college campus, I'd be pooping my pants. Listen, as much as I like Sam, how is it that he doesn't think it's weird that the Night King is like showing up in a flurry of snow every time and like interrogating him in back alleys and stuff? Like, why doesn't he think this is straight? I mean, like,
he didn't believe Cassie, but he can like see a Jack Frost.
Saddest moment of this movie so far is she's gone from eating cupcakes and cake because she enjoys them to eating literally a small plate of wilted romaine with nothing on it. It's like she's punishing herself with food.
Oh, no.
That's like the saddest part of the whole thing so far.
Don't marry him.
Even after all that, she's going to say yes to this guy.
Don't say. He looks like.
Wait, Sam, put in the man bun.
Put in the man bun, Sam.
Sam, tie your hair back.
She'll say
it'll
yes
make all the
to
difference.
You. Don't marry this guy. Don't do it. Oh, no.
Why is there a mummy coffin like that looks like King Tut in her bedroom?
I don't see it.
It's right behind Santa Claus.
Okay, Santa Claus, move out of the way.
So basically, Santa's sleigh is a Ferrari that flies like Marty McFly
and
Doc in Back to the Future. Just so
that
we're clear.
That was rough.
Just so we're clear.
That was bad.
It's essentially a DeLorean. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh,
I'm
the
sorry.
Leprechauns marry them.
The minister at the wedding between Cassie Claus and Jack Frost kid is a leprechaun? Okay, so we just finished Santa Girl.
I
loved it.
Loved it.
I loved it.
It was so good.
It was so sweet. It was so cute.
Sam asked her to be his girlfriend. Will you be my girlfriend? It was so wholesome.
It was. And you know what? There was a lot of like, okay, this is going to sound like such a mom thing to say, but there were so many like good moments of like, you know, the love interest that you really want to win. Like,
yes!
Asking for consent.
Oh my gosh.
So many Christmas feels.
Yes. You know, I watched this movie.
Oh my gosh. I listened to this podcast called Deck the Hallmark, where it's three guys. They like deep dive into Hallmark Christmas movies in every episode. And one of the segments they do is called All the Feels. And they talk about the parts of the movie that gave them the Christmas feels.
Yes.
Okay. This movie had lots of moments with feels.
Yes. It was so good.
But like, hands down, the winner in Santa Girl, like the who wins this movie is the character Sam.
Yep.
100%.
100%.
The actor is incredibly charming.
So
funny.
Good.
He's his comedic timing is on point.
Yes.
His physicality in the role is great. He had me giggling all the time.
Yeah, it was great.
He was so cute. But there's one thing that I think they could have done better with Sam.
Yes. What's that?
It's that the entire movie, he's got this like kind of long hair that he keeps tucking behind his ears, which is fine. He's cute and he's fine. But like, there's one scene where he actually has it tied back into a man bun.
Sam was looking
fresh. And it was like, oh, hi, where has this man bun been the entire movie?
Sam.
But then he's done. Like, he goes to like try to win his love
and he
back
shakes
from
his hair
the villain
out.
And he takes out the man bun. I'm like,
keep the man
what
bun.
What are you doing, man? Leave the man bun.
Sam is the definition of man bun.
But he took it out.
I know.
He only had in the man bun for what? 90 seconds?
Yeah. Like a half a scene.
That was disappointing. I really feel like they didn't push that to
I agree.
Where it could go. But really, Santa Girl, big fan.
Big fan of this movie. I really
enjoyed it.
I think it was fantastic.
Okay. I think we need to order pizza now.
Yes.
On to the next movie, The Spirit of Christmas. All right. One movie in. Quick wine check. I am at about a glass and a half.
I am about the rest of the bottle that you didn't drink.
Okay. So... probably within the next 15 minutes, we'll have one bottle down, is what we're saying.
Yes.
Okay. And we are about to start movie two, which is The Spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
Based on the synopsis, I have a feeling that the ridiculous factor is about to go
way up.
Way up. Shall we?
We shall.
Let's go.
Indeed.
Here we go.
We are literally 18 seconds
into this movie. What could you possibly have to say?
The music sounds like you would see an old movie. It's like the 1600s, like old streets of Williamsburg.
Well, yeah, he's going to be a ghost.
It's like pilgrim music.
It's pilgrim music?
Not pilgrim music. That's wrong.
You're an expert in 17th century
that's what
colonial
reminds me
music,
of.
Are you?
Like people who like, you know... have horses instead of cars.
But he's not riding a horse. He's snowshoeing with a messenger bag to tell people that the British are coming. One if by land, two if by sea,
three if by snowshoe. Oh my gosh.
Okay, we're pausing now 1 minute and 57 seconds into this movie, and I have questions. Question number one.
I don't know what just happened.
No, I need a point of clarification on the history, because in the synopsis, it told us that he was a 90-year-old ghost.
Yes.
What was 90 years ago?
The 1920s? Yeah.
Okay.
1930s?
Okay. I don't believe there was like electric outdoor Christmas lights.
Nope, because
number
that
one
house
in the
is
1920s.
Wrapped. Correct.
But the house that this dude was approaching was like, you know,
wrapped.
It looked like freaking Candy Cane Lane up in there.
It did.
And furthermore, I've watched enough Downton Abbey to know what the upper
it's
class
not accurate.
Costuming and fashion.
Correct.
And I was a theater major and I specialized in theater research.
Yes,
so
you
I
did.
I can tell you, at least in general, what that time period
this
of clothing
not
would
accurate.
Look like. It was not even close. Okay. Second point was like boyfriend here was just like walking, like literally snowshoeing through the woods to get to the party, and then sees his girlfriend on the porch with some other man, and then next thing you know,
he gets bludgeoned. And he's dying in the snow?
I mean, this is less than 2 minutes in. I'm already concerned. This girl's trying to chase down a ghost coming down the stairs holding a nail, like an emery board.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, honey, that ghost came in and hit the code on the ADT system. There ain't nothing to get. Oh, there he is. He's behind you.
Oh my gosh.
Look out, Kate.
Oh, she just got knocked out by a vase. Oh my gosh.
You're in trouble now. Oh, and then she wakes up in the bathtub with no kidneys. In the last 4 minutes, by the way, this ghost has been referred to as, quote, the hungriest ghost I've ever seen.
Yes.
Which, again, by the way, for the record, I'm fairly certain this is the only ghost she's ever seen, but she called him the hungriest ghost I've ever seen. Then she gave him the nickname DJ.
DJ.
Quickly then shortened that to Deej. And now this phrase just came out of the ghost's mouth. The only bartender I'll ever trust is myself.
Yeah.
So now we have DJ, the hungriest ghost bartender in the history of ghosts. I mean, usually in movies like this, they banter and snipe, but
this is savage.
All right, I know we've just paused it, but this scene is going to end one of two ways. Either she's going to rip his ghost clothes off.
Uh-huh.
Or one of them's going to storm out of the room and then they got to reconvene tomorrow. But like.
Okay, let me just put some context into ripping his clothes off. So.
Oh, geez.
Ghost man here.
He is a sexy ghost.
Is a rum runner.
Was a rum runner. He's dead. What? Okay. He's a ghost.
He was a rum runner. And bruh must have just put the barrels of rum right on his back and ran them from Canada to his house.
He snowshoed them
because big homie is buff.
Did you just call him a homie?
Yes. He is an original hipster.
What's your wine count at? 2.25?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why you just called the ghost a homie.
A big homie.
The other ghost in the house is Lily. It's his ex-girlfriend.
It's Lily.
She's all ticked off because he died. Oh, this is going to... Yep. Here we go. He's going after it. Here it comes. He promised he wouldn't leave her. Yes. See, she's whispering, Daniel.
I'm really scared.
Daniel.
Stop it.
This is not the fluffy movie we thought it was going to be.
I'm not okay. I'm so afraid.
You going to be okay?
Can we fast forward? I don't like scary movies.
No, we can't fast forward. It's going to be okay.
I can't breathe in my sweatshirt.
Nothing happened. It's morning. He's fine.
Oh, God.
Did that man just pull pancakes out of the oven?
Yes, he did.
He pulled pancakes out of the oven and said, two ghosts?
Yes, he did.
So now in this movie, there's two ghosts and we make pancakes in the oven.
He does. And also, I'm very terrified of this movie and it is not cheesy. It is scary. It's scary.
They're not going to kiss. She's not going to kiss the ghost before she gets into her Nissan to go back to her law. It's a Jeep.
Get it right.
Law office in Boston. They're not going to ruin the climax that way. Heck no.
It's true.
He's about to go chase his ghost ex-girlfriend and his dead brother out into the
cold.
I'm
so stressed.
See what happened to him when he was murdered. Here we go. My money's on Cousin Harry. But for real, though, did he go off with his ghost girlfriend or did he come back? Did he come back?
Oh, my gosh.
The door just opened.
She's walking out of the door.
Come on. Where are you at, buddy?
Oh, my gosh. Is he walking through
the
woods?
Is he snowshoeing? He's snowshoeing.
Go get him. Go get him.
Go run over there, honey.
Run!
Grab those snowshoes.
Run for him!
There he is!
He stayed.
Oh my gosh, he stayed for her.
And he got a new hat and a turtleneck.
He's adorable. Oh my gosh, look at them try to run in the snow.
Takes his hat off. Bless. I've decided to become more mortal for you.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. The spirit of Christmas. Listen, there's so many holes in this, though, is the thing. Because
I was legitimately scared like 4 times.
Okay. Yeah. I had heart palpitations. It had a higher creep factor than I expected. That's for sure.
There was a ghost in a bathroom.
There was. But like when ghost girlfriend comes back and is like, "You're free." Like, here's the part that I don't understand. Why? Why is he?
What was the curse?
Free?
What was the curse? Is it in because the first they figured place?
It
out?
Is it because he forgave his murderer?
Is it because he fell in love?
I don't know.
Also, the curse never should have ever been. In order for him to be free, the victim has to forgive his murderer, by the way.
Right. But now you factor in like there was the whole thing about the baby and how like his ghost girlfriend had a baby.
There was no grieving for that.
It was just there was a lot going on there. And then like she just like abandons her job, but still gets the promotion. There was a lot.
There's a lot of holes.
There was a lot. But like, you know, good Christmas feels.
With some ghosts in the, you know, closet.
Yeah, it was a little bit more creepy than I expected. But, I mean, overall, enjoyable.
It was enjoyable. It was kind of like, wait, what? Oh.
There was a lot of...
Now this is happening? Oh. Yeah. Okay. It was like reading a chapter book written by my 7-year-old.
Fair enough. But, yeah, I mean...
It was a good show. It was not bad. It wasn't terrible. I didn't lose brain cells or my IQ was not lowered watching it.
I mean, leading dude, I think was pretty good. Yeah. But like, I think we got to end it strong with The Night Before Christmas with a K
and Vanessa Hudgens.
What was that?
Leave me alone. I've had some wine.
Can you say Vanessa?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa.
Vanessa. High School Musical.
I've never
We're
seen that.
We're all in this together.
I've never da-na-na, seen High School Musical.
Da-na-na,
okay.
Da-na-na.
Let's watch
and
this now.
And we see it.
What's
We're
your wine
all
called?
In this together. Look, I know that whole entire dance.
Can we watch
friend.
This movie now?
Yes, here okay. we go.
Okay, here we go. The Night Before Christmas.
Okay.
Okay. Medieval magic sends a 14th century knight to modern day Ohio,
where
of
he
all
fall-
the states they pick Ohio. Ohio okay.
Where he falls in love with a high school science teacher. Okay, guys. I would just like to state for the record, Vanessa Hudgens in High School Musical was a super science math nerd.
Well, there you go. See, it's all coming full circle.
Oh my gosh!
But she has been, of course,
disillusioned.
By love.
Oh, I can't read that.
I can tell. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
The Night Before Christmas. Exact same opening as Frozen. Bum, bum.
They're
bum.
In England.
December 18th, 1334. But here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Dun, 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 dun,
this
dun,
is so great. Dun, 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 dun.
Aye, my liege, it's a good soft wind. How are your tights? They're riding up.
His name is Cedric.
Have you dressed my horse, Cedric? Aye, look at these ladies. My chainmail is chafing.
Oh my gosh, look at that pig.
Why is the lady riding in a cart? Gather round. We shall be seeing
off
the
Put my metal hood up.
Burr, 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 burr.
Oh my gosh.
Huzzah! Huzzah! Good Lord, what is happening?
I have no idea.
What are they riding out on, like a ceremonial sleigh ride?
I have no idea. Where are they going?
Look at his chainmail.
That's a very pretty horse. That's also a very pretty horse.
Sir Conlion of Norwich. I have no idea if that's his name, but that's what it sounded like. Okay, they just announced King Edward III. Do you know he is my ancestor?
Whoop, whoop.
Just saying.
This is a historical fiction, my friend.
I have traced in the ancestry, and King Edward III is my... I'd have to look. Hold on. I'll come up with it, though. He's like my many, many, many great-grandfather. I'm going to look.
Oh.
All right. For the record, Edward III of England is my 21st great-grandfather.
Oh, my gosh. Look at her outfit.
Look at her outfit.
So this poor guy was just out hunting, and this creepy woman from behind a tree decides to prey on his largest insecurity that he's never going to be a knight like his brother.
And sends him to Ohio. And then tells him, if you don't fulfill your destiny in time,
you'll never become a true knight.
What? He never asked for this.
He was just out hunting. She's going to hit the knight with her car.
She's going to hit him.
She's going to hit him.
Oh, God.
And
there we go.
Just like that.
She hit him with his her car.
How does she hit the knight with her car? She literally just left the same place that he was. Sir Cole Christopher Frederick Lyons of Norwich.
And
at your service,
m'lady.
And he
kissed her hand. What?
Also, can we please talk about how his armor is now wrapped in plastic after his CAT scan? But he still has his sword. They didn't confiscate his sword at the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
Wine check, where are you at? That's three for me.
This is four for me.
Oh, your head.
Yes, I am indeed.
Huh. Okay, stop. Look around this house. This house has been decorated to the nines for Christmas since they set foot on the premises, okay? Yes. Okay, and the date that just scrolled across the bottom of the screen said September 20th.
Okay.
Okay?
December 20th.
That's what I said.
You said September.
I did?
Pretty sure.
I meant December.
I knew what
so
you meant.
So sorry. Okay, anyway. And they're only just now opening a box that is the Christmas tree?
Listen, maybe it's tradition.
That they decorate to 97% prior to December 20th and then they put out the rest?
She did say she
had... That doesn't make any sense.
She had a significant amount of chores still, though.
She did say that she had Christmas chores, but I'm sorry.
Yes.
What are Christmas chores?
No idea. I have no idea.
Like... I have literally never in my
cookies?
Life heard. Yeah, but that's like Christmas traditions. That's Christmas.
It's not chores.
That's Christmas fun. That's Christmas activities.
Would Christmas chores be shoveling?
A Christmas chore would be shoveling the sidewalk on Christmas.
What a terrible chore to have.
Scrubbing the Christmas toilet. Like folding the Christmas laundry. I don't know.
I have no idea.
But she's like, I have a significant amount of Christmas chores to do. What? Oh. I'm more confused by the concept of Christmas chores
than anything.
Than the time travel of the 14th century
Agreed.
Knight.
Agreed.
Who showed up in Ohio.
Who's now having PTSD nightmares.
In the mansion belonging to the high school science teacher.
And her guest house.
Decorated like a boutique hotel, except for the flipping Christmas tree, because that doesn't go up until December 20th. Brooke, may I ask you a personal question regarding your dalliance with the douche?
He just called the douche a boiled brain codpiece.
Do you know what a codpiece is?
That's a fish.
No, you are wrong.
What's a codpiece?
Pause it. I will.
Pausing.
Allow me to educate you.
What's a codpiece?
A codpiece?
A piece of fish you eat on a Friday fish fry.
No, a codpiece is a garment. It's a piece of clothing from medieval time where it was essentially, it went over the groin area. Of a male.
We called that a cod piece?
It was called a cod piece. Haven't you ever seen like the medieval garb where you have like the tights and then like the bloomer set kind of situation? Like the big poofy pants?
Yes.
The cod piece covered the...
So it's like a cup?
Yes, only it's fabric.
So how did that work? It can't
It
help.
Was a flap that like Like it had like either straps or buckles or whatever you want to call it. And then it would, you could undo it. It was, it's the cod piece.
A cod piece. I could think of so many other names. But it has names.
Nothing to do with a fish.
I could think of so many other names for a cod piece.
Nope, that's what it was called. So he's calling him.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
He was calling him the piece of fabric that goes over.
Yes. The cod. The groin. Correct. And now you've learned a new vocabulary word. You're welcome. Have I ever told you about one of my biggest pet peeves in television and movies?
Yes, you have.
Okay, so what am I going to say right now?
Your biggest pet peeve is when their cups don't, when they like yes! their cups.
Just put something in the cups.
Yes. Because so, they're drinking them and they look empty.
It makes me, because they are empty.
Yes, they
are. It makes me crazy when people act with empty cups. It makes me crazy. And right indeed. Now, you have Vanessa Hudgens talking to her sister, who's wearing 5-inch stiletto heels inside the house to decorate the Christmas tree.
Which is ridiculous. Just go on a ladder.
Show me one person who wears 5-inch stilettos to decorate the Christmas tree. Okay? One in real life. They don't exist. It's not a thing.
Maybe Victoria
but they're holding
Beckham.
Mugs that are empty, and they're just waving them about like it's not even, like, you can't do that. You can't, like, and then they try to, like, then they, like, pretend to sip it. Like, there's hot cocoa or something in there.
There's nothing in
you
it.
You can't do that. Like, I just, it makes me crazy when people act with empty cups.
This it is makes me crazy. Friends. I was watching a show the
I
other
cannot
day.
Handle it.
I was watching Chicago PD, and he had like a coffee cup, and he like gestured.
Uh-huh.
And like, listen.
And like flung it about. Like
yes!
It was, yep. Or the worst is when they like set it down, and it makes that sound because it's empty.
Yes, the hollow sound.
More than like the foomph, because it should yes. make a foomph, because it has yes. something in it, because you've been drinking the coffee from the coffee cup. But if it's empty, it doesn't. It goes, and then
yep.
that.
What's that sound?
I've done it differently like 7 times now. I'm sorry. But it's I can't deal.
I know.
I can't deal.
I know.
Just put something in the cup.
Just put it in the cup.
Okay. I'm fine now. What did he say? Romance in the days of yore
is complicated.
It's complicated. Whatever. And she goes, well, I prefer yours to mine. Okay, look what do you see? What do you see?
Okay, look what happened when they arrest him.
Wait, so they arrested this kid who stole an old lady's wallet.
Yes, okay, watch.
What am I watching for?
Watch when they handcuff him.
When they handcuff
when they
the
handcuff
kid?
The kid. Watch.
I believe this is
him. What
do you think?
Here we go.
Should let him keep his hands.
Okay, I'm watching. They're very nice to let him keep his hands.
So kind. Okay, watch this part. The male cop is going to walk away.
Well, you're turning into
He just like forgot to handcuff
he
him.
He did. Yeah, he like
he walked away.
He put the handcuff on one wrist and then was like, "Man, that's good."
And
like
then walked away
to let the other cop do it.
That's fabulous.
Like, here, you handle this.
So
he kisses her. He goes back to the Christmas village. He just like kneels over a storm grate and like
and then disappears.
This is weird. I know we've been saying this. Like Vanessa Hudgens, cute leading guy, fairly cute. But they've just got no chemistry.
There's zero anything.
It was like the one kiss they've had has been kind of awkward.
Also, what
like, do we have
song
a, do
is
we
this?
Do we have a count on the number of coats that Vanessa Hudgens has
one,
worn
two,
in this movie? I mean, we must be at least five
one,
or six
two,
coats.
Three.
Who owns that many winter
I think
coats?
So, yeah. She's had a lot of coats.
Oh, look.
He left his gloves.
Thanos left behind his gauntlet. Careful, don't put that on and snap or you'll destroy half the universe, Vanessa.
I don't...
And then there's the random student
what
girl.
What is this song?
That is like wandering around. And
now she's eating
she's
bread.
She's stress eating carbs.
She found the bean.
She found the bean and the bread. You get to make your Christmas witch. Yep, there you go. Yep.
She's going to throw it in
she's
the snow and then
now.
A beanstalk is going to grow.
Yep. Now Vanessa Hudgens is stress eating her carbs and just
she's
like,
gonna go sing karaoke.
Oh boy. Wait, the last time that you were stress eating carbs,
yeah.
When like have you ever stayed in your fancy dress?
No.
No, you change out of the fancy dress into the correct. Into the yoga pants like immediately.
100%
Before you start to stress eat carbs.
It's true.
How many more times can I say stress eat carbs?
His oh, horse here comes is his coming! Horse.
Brother, Jeffrey, you've arrived for my knighting ceremony. Whatever you do, don't drink from the goblet presented to you by the new queen. You shall choke and die with a purple face.
Die.
Sorry, that was from Game of Thrones. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
No. Oh, that's
right. I got scared at Spirit of Christmas, okay? I had a panic attack. I would not survive Game of Thrones.
There was a lot. Are you a true knight? Yes. Huzzah! Huzzah!
You are the best. Thank you for returning a true knight.
What does true knight mean?
I have no idea.
As opposed to like fake knight? Post night before Christmas. It's the end of the evening, at the end of the third movie. I had issues with that one. I had some issues with that one. I didn't like the chemistry between the two
leads.
There was
zero chemistry.
It felt weird every time they kissed. Like, it felt awkward.
Yeah, I felt like I was watching, like...
It was, like, uncomfortable?
My grandparents kiss or something.
Oh, that's weird. I don't know if I go that
weird. It was that level of awkward. It was okay. Weird.
For me, it was more like, yeah, just... Like, it just felt so forced.
Yeah, it was very clearly, like, we have to kiss now because the script says we
yeah.
Have to kiss now.
Well, and like there was one part in this movie that like really gave me like the good kind of Christmas
yes.
feels. And it was when they like gave all of the Christmas gifts and stuff to the dad, the single dad who had lost his wife and he had the four kids. The only problem was they like gave a bike to the oldest kid, and this oldest kid was probably at least 7, maybe 8, and they gave him like
right.
a toddler sized bike. And
a
I'm going, there's
bike.
No way that bike is going to fit that kid.
There's no way. That part made me get a little teary eyed.
There was also a mystery Christmas puppy that was
nobody
gifted
knew.
To the a child at the end of the movie, and nobody can explain where the puppy came from.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I don't know.
I have to say.
Also, I would just also like to point out that the 14th century knight apparently single-handedly baked about 27 loaves of special bread.
And he
put
figured
a
out.
Bean into one of them saying, whoever finds the bean gets to make a Christmas wish. And then, of course, our leading lady, after the knight has gone back to the 14th century, is sitting there eating her feelings and drowning her sorrows in bread and, of course, pulls the bean out of her mouth because she's found the bean. Yet she just sits there and sobs like I don't see her make a Christmas wish.
Nope. And,
you know, it's
it just wasn't good. Like it wasn't.
I didn't enjoy it. It's not that I didn't. Well, okay. I mildly enjoyed
like, you know, the knight shows up the first 24 hours that he's there.
That
not
kinda
only
cute.
Does he figure out how to use a shower, but she also gives him the car keys and lets him drive around the town by
right.
himself.
Yeah. Like if
that
if,
was enjoyable.
If a crazy man who believes that he's a medieval knight shows up into your life, I would definitely not give him my keys and be like, yeah, go ahead. Go run to Target.
Go drive my Subaru Outback all over
yeah,
the place.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Okay.
Nope.
So we had Santa Girl, Spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
The night before Christmas. Yes. I think my pick out of the three, you know, I think it's got to be Santa Girl.
I agree.
I really
not
genuinely
what I was expecting, but I
enjoyed Santa Girl.
I did.
But I'm also going to say, like, I also really enjoyed Spirit of Christmas, but for a very different reason. Like, mm-hmm. you and I were kind of joking without recording it, but, like, in Spirit of Christmas, I kind of was just waiting for her to be like, forget it, I know you're a ghost, but... Let's do this thing. Like, let's
close the door like, and have some fun.
Right. You know, like I was like the tension was good. The chemistry
yeah,
was good.
We were making jokes the entire time.
It was I really enjoyed that. But like Santa yes. Girl was very entertaining. It was light. It was fresh. It was fun.
That was one you could definitely watch with your kids, too.
Yeah.
You could definitely watch Santa Girl with your kids.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
This was fun. I loved it. What's your final wine glass count at?
I think I leveled out at like 4.
Okay.
Because then I switched to water.
So if we look at our bottle, we are at 1 point. I think I'd say probably a bottle and 2/3.
Yes.
I'm not very good at math.
And we ate a significant amount of food.
And when I ordered pizza, we both were like, oh, let's get pepperoni on our pizza.
Delicious.
And then I completely forgot to actually select pepperoni when I ordered it online. So we got a cheese piece.
It was still really good.
Well, so just to wrap up, have you watched any other Christmas movies on Netflix at this point that you've enjoyed? What did you watch?
We watched Klaus, K-L-A-U-S, Klaus.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good.
I loved it.
Yeah, I've heard it's this year's Christmas Chronicles.
I loved it. I thought it was amazing. I watched it with Yara, who's 7. She loved it. I will definitely watch it again. Yeah. It would definitely be one we'd watch again next year. We're going to watch Christmas Chronicles again this year. I loved it.
We weren't together, but you and I both watched Christmas with a View, where there was the celebrity chef.
Oh my god!
Who
gosh.
Shows up at the ski resort.
That one was rough.
It was really funny.
It was rough. They met for like 3 days. And then
there's the city planner whose name was what?
Clive. And his girlfriend's name was Bonnie.
And he saves the day. Also, there's a significant amount of Kendra Scott product placement in
there
that
is.
Movie.
I mean,
so that's on Netflix.
Significant amount.
And then if you're looking for a really significantly terrible Netflix Christmas movie, we watched Merry Christmas last year.
I lost
and
IQ.
And that
points. One's
rough. That one's real rough.
That was really bad. That was also about an actor.
A choreographer.
Oh,
there was
yeah.
a choreographer and was there like a baker or something? I don't know.
That was bad.
But coming up soon is going to be the Christmas Prince, A Royal Baby.
Which we loved those movies
so
last year.
So very excited for that one. All right.
Yes.
So this was a good time. Thank you for
watching movies with me.
This
is amazing.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you.
Time to wrap up the evening, I think. We
time
are
to
toast.
Just go to bed.
We are done.
Yeah.
Good done. Night.
Good night.
Thank you so much for joining us for this holiday bonus episode of Milwaukee Momcast. We hope you had just as much fun listening to it as we enjoyed watching these movies. We'll be taking the next couple weeks off as we go into the holiday season, but we will be back with brand new episodes at the beginning of 2020. And trust me, it's a lineup you're not going to want to miss. So thank you so much for listening and happy holidays and happy new year to you all.